Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Yerushalmi, Peah Lamed Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all of their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on up to the last full daf here in the third parak of Meseches Peah, Yerushalmi, Parak Malbinos. We had Parak Elu Dvarim, that's how we started off this Peah world, right? Elu Dvarim, and then we had Parak Elu Mafsikin, because that's what we've been talking about, what's Mafsik for Peah, and now we have Parak Malbinos, Malbinos Atua, also continuing issues of Hefsik. And then we got into the last Mishnah, got us into a couple of various inyanim relating to a little bit of karka. Karka kolshu applies in four different areas of halacha, and that's what allowed us to talk about Peah, Bikurim, Prizval, and Kinyan Agav. That was in the Mishnah. Then after that, we went into another halacha relating to karka kolshu, and that is my matna shchiv mira. Somebody gives a matana. If somebody's on their deathbed and they give a gift, so we know midirabanan, there are certain Kinyan rules that are relaxed in order to be able to allow this person to have Yishev Hadas, to be able to not get excited too much. So therefore, as long as he knows his word will be followed, so then that is midrabanan allowed based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, that the rabbis have power for all monetary, financial needs and realities in Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah had said that if he leaves over, if the Shchiv Mira leaves over a little karka, so then even if he gets better, so he cannot be chozer bo on his matana, because the fact that he left some over, it must be that he didn't really think he was going to die. And therefore, it was a serious matana. Lo shir karka kol shu, if he didn't leave any karka over, then e matana so kayemes. Then we assume that he only gave it away because he thought he was going to die, and therefore, if he gets better, then he gets all of his property back. So, says the Gemara now, last line on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Rabbi Bina b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, shir metaltalin lo asa klum. Rabbi Bina, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, says, if he left over, not kark, if he kept a little movable items, metaltalin for himself, that's not good enough. That's not called a shiur. And therefore, the whole matana would be chozerbo, because this is kilu, he didn't leave anything over. Why? Because karka has the chashivus, karka is yeshachrayus, as we said, it's always there, and therefore that's called a shiur. But he left over metaltalin, he's not really so mechdas on that, and therefore Rabbi Bina says it wouldn't be considered a shiur. And the Gemara says, asa chami, right, that's like tashma. But in Yerushalmi, it's chami, come and see, instead of tashma, come and hear. Asa chami, right, the Marafolda says, bo ure'e, right, come and see, that's the similar parallel lashon, says the Gemara, shir karka kolshu yesh lo michya. Think about the svara. If somebody left over some karka, so then he could have sustenance from that land. Shir avanim tovos margolius ein lo michya. But if he left over precious gems and pearls, he can't live from that? Of course he can. The Mara Folda reasons, as most mefarshim, it's a bitmiya. He says, no. If it's metaltalin, it's also leaving something over, right? Sometimes the metaltalin can be even more valuable than the karka itself, and therefore, says the Mara Fulta, in explaining this Gemara, and also noting that this is the Maskana in Baba Basra Kuf Memtes, that even leaving over metaltalin would be enough of it, would be called a shiur. That would mean a person does not think they're fully gonna die, there's a chance, and therefore they don't leave everything over. Good. Amma Rabbi Yossi. The Mara Folda points out that Rabbi Yossi is commenting on a case that's not mentioned explicitly here in the Gemara, but it's talking about a Shchiv Mira Shekasav Bekinyan. V'oya Shchiv Mira. Shchiv Mira does not, as we said, the Rabbanan relaxed the rules, and he doesn't have to do a Kinyan, but what if he did? What if he wrote? He wrote it out in his will. V'oya Shchiv Mira. The Mara Folda continues, V'amar Rabbi Yossi Shekana Afila Lo Shier. In this case, if he wrote it out, it would be nikne, even if he didn't leave anything over. Right? What do you mean? If he didn't leave anything over, we said, doesn't he think he's going to die? But if he went out of the way and he wrote exactly what he wanted to have performed, and he gave it, we'll see, even to the person, so then he can't be chozerbo. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yodeya hu eshazeh, sheshchiv mira mezakeh afilu bedvarim. This person, if he knew the halacha of shchiv mira, so he knew he didn't have to do anything. Even just saying, even just talking verbally, that would be good enough. So, la'ayzeh davar kasav Bahen Kinyan. Why did he go one step further? Why did he do more than he had to do? It must be to strengthen it. To give it the status of a matan of a bari of a healthy person. If you go, a person goes beyond what he had to do, it must be to strengthen to teach us something. Lahavdil, if the Torah says an extra word, why does it say an extra word? It says an extra word because to teach us something, right? To strengthen, you know, what is being emphasized. If a person does something extra, so we, the Chazal understands, the Rabban understand that he's doing something above and beyond in order to give it strength, give it power, and that's what happened here too. We give it the strength of a mountain. As Bari, see, he would not be able to be Chozerbo even if he does not leave anything over, and he gets better, he gets healthy. Still, because he went above and beyond at the time, so that gives it the power of a matnas bari. Good. Shir Avadim. So now, let's get back to the earlier shita that we started off with today, Rebbe Bina. Rebbe Bina said, leaving over metalatlim is not good enough, right? The way we read the Gemara was that we rejected that, right? Even metalatlin would be good enough. But within Rabbi Bina Shita, that you have to leave over karkana metalatlin, how does avadim play into this? Right? We always have the question, whenever there's a chilek between karka and metalatlin, we always ask about avadim. Right? Because we know the Gemara tells us, avadim hukash lekarkos. Avadim are compared, in certain sense, to karka. And many times when a karka is excluded from a halacha, so is avadim, like kefel. Right, kefel, paying double. So karka is excluded and avadim is excluded. Ein ona la karkos. And maybe there's ein ona la avadim. So there are different halachas that avadim are similar, but not always. There are some halachas that avadim are not similar to karka. Right, if karka is attached to the ground, you say avadim einam nigzalim? Right, would you say that? That's not so clear. Because it could be that karka is einam nigzalis because it can't move. Avadim can move. So do you say karka avadim nigzalim or avadim einam nigzalim? If there is, some achronim point out, maybe there's a difference between karka and mechubar. Avadim might be hukash lekarkos. That's the language of Chazal. But the Gemara never says that avadim are hukash lemechubar. Right? Mechubar means attached. Because it could be items that go by the physical attachment of the karka to the earth. Right? So that avadim wouldn't be, transferred in that way because avadim are not mechubar. So, the question here is, so where do you put avadim in this context? Right, where a person, according to Rabino, that you have to leave over karka in order to show that you're serious and not metaltalin. So where does avadim, fit? Right, do we look at as avadim as being able to provide sustenance? And therefore, if you leave over avadim, so that's a real shiur. And therefore, we take his word seriously. Or no, avadim, the eved services me and helps me out, but I don't look at the eved as providing for me, and therefore, maybe that wouldn't be called a shiur. So shiur b'avadim, so tana Reb Yudim Barpazi, devar dalia, so according to most, that's also a name, v'lo yadin matana. He said something in the brisa, but we don't know exactly what he said. Right, we don't know. We don't know if he said it was a shiur or not. We said he learned the brisa. Interesting that the Yerushalmi has to tell us that, right? Even without saying anything, we would know, I'm not sure what to do. But here he says, we knew something, but, it was lost in the Mesorah, and therefore we're not sure. Okay, next. Kasav lazeh. What happens if a shriv mira, we just said, that it could break, he could break rules, right? Midurabanan, right? We learned that shriv mira could break the rules because of Shlo Titarev Daito, we allow him to go above and beyond without normal Maisa Kinyanim. What happens if he did two different ones? Kasav Lazeh, V'chasav V'chasav Lazeh. The Shchiv Mira wrote his will down, wrote what he wanted. I want to give this to so-and-so. And then he gave that shtar to so-and-so. So he didn't do the Maisa Kinyan. I want to give this watch to Reuven. And then he gave a shtar to Reuven that says, I want to give a watch to you. He didn't give the shtar kinyan on the watch. He just gave him a shtar that reflected his das. And then he gives this another shtar to Shimon and says, I want to give that same watch to Shimon. So basically, is a shchumi ra'ala to be chozer bo. Kasav lazeh v'chazav v'chazav lazeh. Machlokas. Rav Amr in yochol lachzer bo. Rabbi Abba barchun of Rabbi Yochanan Amr in yochol lachzer bo. Machlokas, whether a shchumi ra can be chozer bo. So, heich avida. So, says the Gemara, relating to what we were just talking about, what happens if we're not talking about a watch, we're talking about an eved. We're talking about an eved kenani, with the shchiv mira, plans to give to one person, and then plans to give to another person. So, this gets a little tricky, because what about if some of the people involved are kohanim, and some people are not? An eved kenani is allowed to eat truma, as long as he's the eved of a kohen. But whose Eved is he right now? So, Haya Rabo Rishon Visheni Kohen. There are three people involved in this case, right? The Shchiv Meira, the original owner, the first person he wanted to give it to, and the second person he wanted to give it to. So, Haya Rabo Harishon Vasheni Kohen, if the Shchiv Meira was a Kohen, and the first Mekabel was a Kohen, Vashlishi Yisrael, and the second Mekabel, right, Shimon in our case was a Yisrael, so what's the halacha? So that would be dependent on our machlokas, right? The machlokas, whether Rav says he can't be chozer bo, once you give it to the first one, Rabbi Abba, Bar Chunin, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can't be chozer bo. So al daite de Rav, according to Rav, that you cannot be chozer bo, and therefore, this is going to the first one. The first makabo, then yochol lecha b'truma, then he can eat truma. Because either way, as we'll see, either way, the owner is a Kohen, and the first makabo is a Kohen. So either way, the Eved is covered. Right, in Kohen, it could eat Truma. Al daiti derav Abba bar Huna, v'Rabbi Yochanan eno yachol lecha b'truma. But according to the second opinion, where he can be chozer bo, and he can change from giving it to Ruvit to Shimon, so then he cannot eat Truma. He cannot eat Truma. Let's just do the next line, and then we'll talk about that. Hakom Odin, but everybody would agree, Shemaya Rabo Harishon Yisrael eno ocha b'truma Shema Yavri. Everybody agrees, though, if the original Rav, master, was the Yisrael, so then he cannot eat Truma, because what if the person gets better? Person gets better, then the whole thing falls away, and then it comes out that he's an Eved of a Yisrael. Eved of Yisrael, and therefore he wasn't allowed to eat Truma. Two important points that the Achronim point out. One second. The Ar Sameach says, I don't understand, you see from the last two lines of this Gemara, if the person is... Yes, he's a Yisrael. So we said, if the Rabbi is Yisrael, so he can't. He can't because Shema Yavri. What do you mean Shema Yavri? When exactly does the Kinyan Shchiv Meira kick in? If a man is Shchiv Meira, he says, I want to give it to so-and-so. Is it Chal right away? Or is it Chal later on? Or something else? Right here, why should it make a difference? The Gemara says in the last line, if the Rav is a Yisrael, so then we say that he for sure can't eat Truma because maybe he will get better. And then, what does it sound like? And then it'll come out that this Eved, in the interim, ate Truma, and he was really never had the rights to eat Truma. You know what you see from there, says the Ar Sameach? That a Matnes Shchiv Meira is really Chala Mafreya. Right, or in the previous line, right, if the first and the second one are Kohanim, then it's okay. What if the first one is the Yisrael and the second one? So, says the Ar Sameach, you get the impression from this Gemara. The Tzarech Muvan, this is the Ar Sameach on the Rambam in Zechi Matana Tes Yud Gimel. He says, Tzarech Muvan, Lama l'Rabbi Abba Barchan l'Rabbi Yochanan in the Yochal Lecha B'Truma. Remember those, the second opinion said, he's allowed to be Chozer Bo. But what do you mean? But before he was Chozer, says, Halokoz Machu Chai, as long as the Shchiv Meira is alive, doesn't the Eved still belong to him? Adayinu Shelo, Demana Shchiv Meira in a Chalorak L'Acher Misa. Man Shchiv Meira is only Chal once the person dies. So if the Shchiv Meira is a Kohen, so what that the second Mekabel is a Yisrael? It's his until he dies. So why, just because he could be Chozer Bo and give it to the second Mekabel, why should we say that he can't eat Truma yet? Right now he's owned by the Shchiv Meira. V'im kein hu ochel b'truma kedin. He's eating Truma properly. And also the last line, Shema Yavri, Muchach. Ha'im havi kimlan delo Yavri, right? If we were Nevi'im and we knew that he would never get better, then he could eat Truma, right? Because the Gemara is only chash, oh, maybe he'll get better. And what if we know he's for sure not going to get better? So it sounds like he can eat Truma right now. He could eat Truma right now, but he's still owned by Yisrael. So why is that? Says the Ar Sameach, you know what you see from this Yerushalmi? It must be once the person dies, so then the matana kicks in retroactively from the original moment that the matana was given. And it belongs to the Mekabel. That's why you can't be Chozer Bo, because it's going to go to the second Mekabel. So once this Shchiv Meira dies, then it'll be considered the Mekabel's from the original moment. and he's a Yisrael. So he wasn't allowed to eat shum in the interim. Vizeb raya brura, l'shitas harash, v'shitas rabbeinu. There's a raya to the Rush and the Rambam, to Azil b'shitaso, that the Rush goes, follows the shita of the Rambam, to hain to mehach, to amar kol modim, she'er rabba rishon Yisrael, ein ocha b'truma, she'u yavri, ein ocha chaklum, v'chulu, says the Arsameach, that it goes to Lamafreya. That's the Arsameach's raya from this Yerushalmi. And again, like the Rambam, in Ilchas Zechiyu Matana, on that Rabban that he's commenting on, Hilchas Zechiya, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Shchimi Rashi Chazav Kona Chazav La'echad V'Amar Halah Eni Rotsa Bohen, right, that's what he's commenting on, Lokana. He said, what if the person doesn't want it? Is the person allowed to refuse a matnas shchiv mira? Okay. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch notes, that, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a matnas shchiv mira. So a matnas shchiv mira is a kinyan de rabbanan. Right? It might not even be a kinyan. We allow this transfer to work even without a maisa kinyan mi de rabbanan because, you know, we don't want him to have tirif hadas. Let's say, so again, according to the diak that Arsameach just said, so let's say the owner is a Yisrael, and the Makablim are Kohanim. And if we knew that the person was not going to get better, he would be able to eat Truma right now. Really? How can he eat Truma right now? Isn't that a Kinyan Drabanan? No Kinyan really took place yet. Kinyan Drabanan and Pashas, he's able to eat Truma Daraisa. Doesn't say like any limit to the type of truma he's allowed to eat. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, put this source on the list. It's one of the Minchas Chinuch's favorite topics about derabbanans affecting daraisas. And specifically in our context, a kinyan derabbanan affecting a kinyan daraisa. Says the Rambam. V'hinei inyonim, it says the Minchas Chinuch. This is in Reish Pei Oschaf. Inyonim elu, I kinyonim derabbanim o'ilim l'shal Torah, he'erichu ha'achronim. The Achronim have been very marich, and he quotes the Machane Ephraim, the Sharam Melech, and the Ksos, and the Chsam Sofer, and Kiva Eger. And all, so he says, Ve'enkan Makomo, Teherupanim Lakan, Lakan, Vlohelo Dover Barer. And they quote things on each side, the sources on each side of the issue, whether a Kinyan Durabana could have effect on a Daraisa. But they didn't have anything clear. Va'ani Matzasi Mavur, Yerushalmi Depeya. Out of all the sources in Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi, says the Menchas Chinuch, I think I have a Raya from Yerushalmi and Peya. Right here. And he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Mavur, de'i lav ha'chshash Hashem yavri, from the last line of our Gemara. If there was no chshash that the person would get better, haya ochla b'truma. He could eat truma right now. Af im rabu harishon Yisrael natsnu. Rach manashchimira l'kohen. Avagav digar manashchimira d'rabananu. Right, even though it's a d'rabanan. V'yapta b'shasti done, and even though in our Gemara, Shas Bavli, Baba Batrach, Mem Zayin, it says, Minay l'manah shchim yirashu min ha-Torah, even though, had he knows min ha-Torah, mikol makom, einu rak l'asmachta b'yalma. As we know, that's really an asmachta. Manah shchim yirah z'kinyin d'rabbanan. V'yim kain, amai ocha b'truma. Right, why is he allowed to eat truma? V'dochek lomar, it's hard to say, de b'truma d'rabbanan kamar. Hard to say that we're talking about truma d'rabbanan, we're talking about only non-dagan tirish v'yitzar, truma b'zman hazeh, t'stam alo mashmahachi, v'ayim b'yavamis, v'al karcha t'kinyan d'rabbanan mahayin the daraisa. You know what you see from this Yerushalmi? That a kinyan d'rabbanan could have daraisa ramifications, and there could be truma, v'lachin ha'yucha b'truma daraisa, lu lechshasha d'shem ha'yavri v'zeh barer. That's the amazing diak that the Minchas Chinuch has on our Gemara. And then he also adds, V'divir Yerushalmi Elu Nirali Lifshot Gamkein, Mashar Isi Biksos HaChoshen. And now he gets into the Arsameach's point. He says, number two, Nistapik, the Ksos is Nistapik, Yishman HaShchimir HaChayla Lo Mafreya, Kishemeis Achar Kach Mishas Nesino, Orach Mishas Misa, Vehevishu Machlokas HaKadmonim. He says, V'divir Yerushalmi Mavur Lahedya, Techala Mafreya. Right? From the Yerushalmi, it's not like Techala Mafreya, as we saw in the Arsameach. So that is the Minchas Chinuch's 2 points. We read this Gemara Yerushalmi. We think it's just a little story about Matnas Shchimira, but it plays a very important role in the sugya according to the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and the Arsameach. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yossi Barbun B'Shem, Rav Chuna, Masnisa Messiah, Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna, Verhuda Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa that supports the second opinion, that a Shchiv Mira is not allowed to be Chozerbo. Right? Rav says he can't be Chozerbo, and these other opinions said, he cannot be Chozerbo. Eino, yeah, I'm sorry, the opposite. Rav says he's not allowed to be Chozerbo, and these opinions say, Yochel Achzerbo. He can be Chozerbo. Again, he can't be Chozerbo, even if he doesn't get better. He can be chozer bo if he's still a shchiv mira. Where do you know that? From the following brisa. The brisa compares a bari and a shchiv mira. Bari shekasav daidaki, a bari that wrote a daidaki. Daidaki is from the Lashon dot hekoi. This should be the reality, right? Daidaki is a type of will that somebody writes, but a healthy person writes it. Right, boy shekada daidaki v'shchimi rachakasa matana or shchimi rather wrote a star matana chozer bo, he could be chozer bo. So the Gemara says bari shekada daidaki chozer bo v'lo ochu bari, a bari that wrote a daidaki, he wrote a will but he didn't give it to anybody yet, he didn't do any kinyanim, he could retract from that, and he could retract while he's still a bari. Right, so the Gemara says similarly udechvasa shchimira shekasa matana chozer bo v'lo odu shchimira even while he's still a shchimira. So the Brisa compares a bari and a shchimira, and a bari writing a shtar matana, a daidaki, and a shchimira writing a shtar. So just like the bari is allowed to be chozer bo, so too the shchimira can be chozer bo in their same state that they are in when they wrote it. A bari is still healthy, and so a shchimira is still a shchimira, and therefore it's a raya, the brisa is a raya, to the second opinion of Rabba Baruch Huna of Rabbi Yochanan, that yachol lachzerbo. Yachol lachzerbo. Ezu, once we're on the topic, ezuhi daidaki, what's the language that word daidaki, as I just said? Tehei, right? Or da tehei li, lihiyos v'la'amod, this should be for me. Da, right, if, like switch sometimes with zeh. Like a dollar and a Zion switch. Zed, this should be for me forever. Lios v'lamod imati yinasu l'nechas l'ploni. And if I die, the star says, then the nechasim should go to so and so. That's the lashon of daidi that comes up in places in Shas. Right? This is something that should be, that should stand. Look in the Rasilio. Ze yehe lakum v'lios k'chol akasabo. The divrei shchimira k'chzuv nechmasurim dami. Right? That's the lashon. Okay. The ezehi matana. What is the language of matana? How do you write about that? Harei kol nechasei nusun l'ploni matana me'achshav. Okay, Mefarshim say matanas don't have to be me'achshav, but what's a matana? Maybe that's parallel. All my property goes to so and so me'achshav from now. So this is a lashonos of matana. Interesting. The ksos, somewhat of a well-known ksos in the world of ksoses. The ksos talks that has a suffix about a matana. Right, giving a matana, we're talking about the every matana is mechayim, lacharmisa, the ksos in simin reish oshei. Ask the ksos, let's say I want to give a matana, Reuven wants to give Shimon a house. He wants to give Shimon a house as a matana. So how could he give shtar? So we know, a house is mechubar, so he could do kesef shtar chazaka. He could take money from Shimon for the house, or he could give over a deed to Shimon, and put the deed in Shimon's hands. And then this house is transferred, or Shimon could do a kini chazaka on the house, some type of physical action. Ask the ksos, could Reuven put the shtar into the house, and then the house would be transferred to the person through the shtar that was just put in it? So it's hard because the house is not Shimon's yet until the shtar works, but the shtar is not going to work until the house is Shimon. So, does that work? That's the principle that's known as Ba'an Ke'echad. Right? It's kind of circular logic. Does it work? A woman cannot own anything by herself because everything that the woman gets is owned by the husband. So how does the woman get her get? How does the woman get her get? Right? The man puts the get in her hand, but he didn't give anything because her hand is his hand. So that's where the Gemara says the magical principle called Ba'an Ke'echad. It happens at the exact same, I would say, ontological moment. Right? It's not chronological, because it's not one after the other. Because one can't happen before the other one happens. But they both can't happen at the exact same time, can they? So that's the principle of Ba'an Ke'echad. The woman gets her own yad as she's getting the get, and that's what allows her to get the get, because she has her own yad through the get. So it's kind of, the inner logic is not really logical, but that's the special logic of this halacha of Ba'an Ke'echad, which applies by get, and also applies by Shtar Shichur. If I want to free an Eved, I also need that. Because everything that the Eved owns is owned by the master. So how could a master ever free his Eved? Gives him a star shichur. Gives him a document of emancipation. But the Eved cannot own it. Oh, bon ke'echad. It happens at the exact same moment. The second that he gives it, it works, and he gets his own hand. So the Ksos asks, does that work by shtar matana too? I want to give a house to Shimon, so I'm going to put the shtar matana into that house. So Shimon's going to own the house through the shtar matana, and the shtar matana will go into Shimon's rishus because the house belongs to him. Even though it only belongs to him, if the star works and goes into his house. So that's the question. And the Ksos says it does not work. The Ksos says it does not work. It only works by get and star shechur. Does not work by that. Why? It says the Ksos, because by gittin, there's a special din. You don't need a kinyan by get. You need a nesina. That's the chiddush of the Ksos. The Ksos says you need a nesina. By the reading gabi gita chatzir von keechad, nira to get shiny. To get isha u de eved lo ba'i zechia. She is kaderech zechia. Logically, this doesn't work, because you have to be konen the item before, for it to be your chatzir, in order for then, for you to use it as your hand. So here, you weren't konen at first. So, it's not going to work by matana. Get is something different. To keep an isha eved balkar, he says, I'll give you a raya. Two rayas, that an isha and an eved, it's not regular kinyanim. It's a mice and a sin of an asan biyada. Two rayas. Number one, balkarcha. It can be against her will. You can't do kinyanim against the will of the recipient, but you could do get balkarcha, midaraisa. Number two, isure hana'a. You could write a get on an isur hana'a and give it to the woman. Right, something that is arla, or whatever it is. But what do you mean? Isur hana'a, you can't own. Doesn't matter. You don't have to own it. It's ba'in ke'echad. It's bon ke'echad. Those are the rayas of the Ksos. Ela vadai, degabi isha lo boi rak v'nasan biyada, v'chein be'eved, v'leka toras zechia v'hakno abakarcha. Omei tam en nirmar, dahadu kaimelan kasva al yisurei hana kasher. V'yavagav v'leka toras zechia klal, b'yisurei hana. K'vach kata arashbe b'tshuva, delo k'divi arivash. Ela vadai, mishum degershim b'akarcha lo boi zechia klal, ela v'nasan biyada. And therefore, by matana, it won't work. And that's why, if you write a star matan on Isurei Hana, it also wouldn't work. Right? That is a big discussion. Look in the footnotes of the Ksos. They quote many achronim that discuss this Ksos. But this is relating to star matana that we find here. One question of the Ksos about matana. So we continue. We said before that according to certain opinions, according to Rabbi Yochanan and others, Shchivimra can be chozerbo. If they write one, they can write a different one. What if they wrote mehayom on the first one? So we just said before, lumdis-wise, it might word retroactively. What if that's written explicitly? Mehayom. Shchiv mira gives it to recipient number one, mehayom, from today. So then, kiddi bichozer bo? So achase de Rebbe Gurion, kasas nichse lachua, the sister of Rebbe Gurion, wrote its matna shchiv mira to her brother. Usleik achui rabba, and then the older brother heard about it. Paisei went to the sister and said, "Come on, you love me just as much. Why'd you give him all this stuff?" The kasvus lay, and she's like, "Okay, fine." And she wrote another star to the older brother, and then she died. So now who gets the stuff? So asa uvdi kumi Rabbi Imi. So they came in front of Rabbi Imi. Amar kenam Rabbi Yochanan chozerbo. Well, we learned on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says a shchimira can be chozerbo from his original plan. Amar Rabbi Zeira lo modi Rabbi Yochanan shemayakasabo mehayom shein yochal achzerbo. But don't we know that if you say mehayom from today, you cannot be chozerbo? And that was the case there. Asa Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan eino yochal achzerbo. Rabbi Yevo said a name Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, in that case you can't be chozerbo. Asa Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan eino yochal achzerbo. So they quoted these mesoras from Rabbi Yochanan that if it's mehayom he cannot be chozerbo. V'inhar Rabbi Imi. Inhar is from the word v'nizkar. Rabbi Imi remembered and said, "Oi, okay, I made a mistake." V'chazar uvda, and he changed his psak, right? Because he made a mistake. It was mehayom. And what is mehayom? So then, even the opinions that said a shchimira can be chozerbo, but if it's mehayom, he cannot be chozerbo. Period. Okay. So remember the last part of the Mishnah that we had. The Mishnah had said that if a man divvies up his property to his children, and including in that he divvies up some property to his wife, even less than the amount of the ksuba, as long as she does something to show that she is forgiving the ksuba, she was mocheles, then it's that she loses of the ksubasa. So what does she have to do? What does she have to do to show that she's mocheles or ksuba, and she's just happy that the husband's showing covet to her in this way, by giving her within the children as well? It works only if she is the one that's involved in accepting the gifts on behalf of the children. B'mezak al yada. If he says, "Here, take this, be mezaka this, merit this on behalf of our son Reuven," and she does that. So if she's involved directly in the kinyanim for the rest of the family, that shows. If she doesn't say a word, so it must be that she's happy with whatever she's getting too. But she has to be involved. Bimizake al yada. Right? The Pnei Moshe says here that she does a kinyan chalipin. She has a kinyan chalipin on the, to be mezakeh on behalf of the children. So if we have time, we'll talk about chalipin. We won't have time. Different day. Ushmuel amar b'machalik lefaneha. Shmuel says, no, even if she's not involved, she's just there. She's just there. He's splitting it up in front of her, and she doesn't say a word. That's called shtika kahoda. Right? She's quiet, she's mochelos. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina amar mikulik suba shanukan. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says, a third opinion. No, this is suba. Right, ksuba is, according to many Tanoim and Rishonim, is an institution midrabanan, but because it is a requirement, we have midrabanan, we have a lot of kulas built in. So this is one of the kulas built in, even if, maybe she's not even there. Maybe if she's not even there. Mikulik ksuba, look at the Mara Folda. Kivan sha'amar latzlisa de zubitz ksuba seich vishosekes av shalo chilek hashar lefaneha. She wasn't there when the property was given out to the other children. No, later on he says, here, take this for your ksuba. She doesn't say a word. Nami machla. Even that would work. So three different opinions. Does she have to be involved directly in the splitting it up? Does she have to be there when it's split up and be quiet? Or maybe she doesn't even have to be there, and she just have to, like, get her own property afterwards. V'chentani bar kapara mikulik ksuba shanu. Amar Rabbi Ba, time of the Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, the reason Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says this, Lo sof davar b'ksubas manu masayim. Not only does it apply that she's mocheles her basic suba of 100 or 200, ela filu ksuba shal elav dinar, even if she added on, right, she was most of the ksuba, 1,000 dinar, still, if she does this and she accepts and doesn't say anything, mikulu ksuba shanu, she was mocheles. Again, by a regular balchov, of course, if somebody owes me a million shekel, and then they come and they say, here, could you, you want to take this for 1,000 shekel? What? Because I didn't say anything. I'm mochel the rest of the chov? No. No. If I say beferish, but you can't just, we don't assume that I'm mochel there if I didn't agree to it. But by ksuba, mikule ksuba, shanu kan, and that's why ksuba is a different type of chiyuv. Maybe we'll talk about that Hashem tomorrow, but there's a different type of chiyuv, and therefore there will be more kulas built in. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we pick up with the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth perek here in Meseches Peah.